Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I gotta redeem myself. The YouTube people said that my draft sucked last time, so I gotta do better. So should be a better performance by old GQ. Good exercise for us all. Boom, we're ready to roll. All right, so we're gonna get this popping. Destination Devi, we are live with the squad members, the patrons of Destination Devi, and we are going to do a 15-round Dynasty Startup mock draft. Super flex. No tight end premium, PPR. We are going to roll right now. I'm drafting out of the 9 spot. So this is not computer generated. These are real people. These are real people. And we're going to get it popping right now. So let's go ahead and get the screen sharing popping. Let's get old GQ over here in the corner. We'll turn the chat on so people can talk some trash over there. And let's get this off of here so y'all can see who's up. Cool. We don't need all of that. And let's get going. So Superflex, Dynasty Startup, Mock Draft, no particular strategy. I'm just going to try to kick everybody's ass in the Discord right now, Mock Drafting, Dynasty Startup. So let's get it. And this is 30-second timer. I got it kind of taken off. So we'll see how this plays out right now. All right. So far, standard Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, 3 QBs off of the board. I actually want to turn the clock on. I want people to feel the pressure. Right now there's no clock on. I'm actually about to do this. I'm going to turn the clock on. 30 seconds. That's what y'all get. Make it happen. Make it freaking happen. Resume draft. Let's go. There you go. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray off of the board. GQ was picking 1-9. We got our first running back, Christian McCaffrey. I'll do some analysis later at the end. Justin Herbert at the 1-5 spot. God damn it, Dak Prescott off of the board. I was eyeing Dak. I wanted Dak. Thought Dak would fall to 1-9. I thought I was trying to be savvy. Picking towards the back of the mock, thinking Dak was going to fall to me, but that's all right. And then Lamar Jackson goes. So I'm on the board right now. I like to build through the quarterback position, but I'm not doing it, man. I'm taking Saquon Barkley right here at the 109 spot. Best available quarterbacks, T-Law, Russell Wilson, Joe Burrow, Justin Fields, Trey Lance. I'm not passing up Saquon. Saquon falling to 109 is a gift. So I'm going to start out with the running back, Saquon Barkley. Let's get it. Let's get it, Saquon. We at the 110 spot. Again, super flex. PPR, no tight end premium. Where will Kyle Pitts go? When will the rookies come off of the board? And we got Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow off of the board. We're at the 111 spot. This is not third round reversal. 111, you know, you got some QBs, Fields, Lawrence, and Trevor Lawrence comes off at 111. So there goes the first rookie, T-Law, 111. Brandon with back-to-back picks, 112 and 2-1. Where's he going to go? Ooh, double taps quarterback. Fields, Hurts off of the board. And, you know, for me, in majority of my super flex leagues, I really like to solidify the quarterback position early, especially when you're picking towards the back half of the round like this, because you normally can get two really good quarterbacks at value. But Saquon Barkley being on the board at 1-9, no-brainer for me. So Jalen Hurts, Cam Akers. Here we go. The second running back from the 2020 class. Jonathan Taylor, Cam Akers off the board. Dalvin Cook, I'm back. And quarterback, running back. Russell Wilson, Trey Lance, Alvin Kamara, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb. First real decision that I have to make. And you know what? I'm just dynasty startup. Let's do it. Let's see how it plays out. Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara. Let's go. Let's go. I love that running back core. You know, I'm not concerned about Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston, but right here at the 2-4, he's a rookie. I know he's in a great situation, but Trey Lance could have gone there. I just felt a little early for me with Trey Lance. If this were a real dynasty startup and we were trading picks, I would have tried to trade back at the 2-4 spot. So all the elite quarterbacks are gone. I mean, that's how this is going to work. So I'm going to have to build a team with two stud running backs as my anchors. I know there's a lot of people out there fearful of Alvin Kamara. I don't know why. He's a stud, and his game is going to age well. And there goes Trey Lance off of the board. So we saw Derrick Henry, Russell Wilson, DeAndre Swift, Trey Lance, and Justin Jefferson after my pick of Alvin Kamara at the 2-4. 2-10, we see A.J. Brown off of the board, pairs up with Kyler Murray well, and we're back at the top of the round. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Wentz, and they paired those players up with a Najee Harris at 2-11. So first running back from the 2021 class off of the board, second round dynasty startup pick. And as I'm looking at this board play out, and I'll just give my analysis as we're going, like I would really want like one of the first picks because the players that are falling here are just incredible. I mean, we saw Najee Harris, Nick Chubb at the 212. That team paired up Nick Chubb with Antonio Gibson. So they've got Mahomes, Chubb, Gibson, J.K. Dobbins at the 3-2 to pair with Najee Harris and Josh Allen. So we're going to see here the team that drafted Kyler Murray and A.J. Brown, what direction will he go in? I just, you know, if I walked away with Patrick Mahomes, Nick Chubb, and Antonio Gibson, I'd be pretty damn happy. All right, so team four is team no quarterback as well. There's two teams with no quarterbacks. Team four, Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson, and Tyreek Hill. We saw DK Metcalf come off at 3-3. There was a point in time last season where he was the dynasty wide receiver one, and now he's being drafted as the dynasty wide receiver three, followed by Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Devontae Adams. So a little, you know, a little bit of what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers, but Tay Adams still coming off the board as a top six dynasty wide receiver. He's got some age to him. You know, he's getting up there, but he's still very productive and elite wide receiver. Zeke Elliott at 3-7. I'm on deck. Stephon Diggs comes off the board. And right now I am going to take a quarterback. And this is how I feel about this player. Even if he doesn't play for 2021, he's going to have a new home in 2022. And right here at the 309, I'm smashing Deshaun Watson. So Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, and Deshaun Watson. At one point in time, a few months ago, he's the dynasty quarterback too. Right now I'm getting him at QB, 3, 6, 9, 12, QB 13 in a dynasty startup. So maybe I could have waited another round, but didn't want to risk it. Let me lock up Deshaun Watson. I had no quarterbacks. Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 3-10. I'm still very bullish on Clyde, even though a lot of people are down on him. So I like this team that Gump7285 is putting together. Burrow, Cook, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Let's see what this young team, Trevor Lawrence, Cam Akers, Travis Etienne. So Etienne off the board at 3-11. We see the first rookie. Brandon, Jamar Chase, and then Kyle Pitts, the first tight end off the board at 4-01. So Brandon's team is young. It looks like a productive struggle. Justin Fields, Jalen Hurts, Jamar Chase, and Kyle Pitts. Like to start. All right, this team. I think C20UTK was in one of our mocks before. Is he going to time out again? He timed out once before, and this son of a bitch times out again. Travis Kelce off of the board. Darren Waller off of the board. And GQ was back up. And the best available running backs, we got Aaron Jones, Mixon, Miles Sanders, wide receiver, Ridley, McLaurin, Thomas is deep. Tight end, George Kittle. Not going to do it, though. I'm going to take Tua Tagovailoa here at the... You know what? I'm not. I'm not passing on George Kittle at 4-4. What am I talking about? Deshaun Watson, George Kittle, Alvin Kamara, Saquon Barkley. Let's get it. Four straight tight ends. Then we see Calvin Ridley off of the board at 4-5. I've got a plan for my second and third quarterback, and I think I'm going to be able to accomplish it. So I'm not tripping. I'm not going to press the panic button. I think the fourth round, little early for Tua, but to get George Kittle in the fourth round, I mean, all those tight ends off of the board in the fourth, those are your four elite tight ends, three that have produced, one that we think is going to produce. So they're off the board. If I'm in a dynasty startup and I see this happen, I'm not even worried about tight end for a little bit. So we saw Calvin Ridley at 4-5, MT at 4-6, Joe Mixon at 4-7. You know, this is looking at these teams, this is I think everybody in this draft right now would be pretty pleased with the start that they've had. DeAndre Hopkins at 4-8, Aaron Rodgers at 4-9. So team four gets his first quarterback. He's the last team to draft a quarterback. Pairs Aaron Rodgers up with Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, and Christian McCaffrey. Good squad. All right, let's see what Kyler Murray-led offense with A.J. Brown and DK Metcalf. He takes Tua at the 4-10 spot. So I was considering Tua about six picks ago, passed on him. He goes, Stafford goes. It's all right. Sorry, Ray, technical difficulties. I'm back now. I don't want to hear it. Nah, it's all good, baby. It's all good. All right, Aaron Jones, Austin Eckler off of the board. Man, look at this running back core. Nick Chubb, Antonio Gibson, Aaron Jones, Austin Eckler, and Patrick Mahomes. So we've got five teams with only one quarterback. So, you know, gobbling up that RB spot, and he's going to have pieces to trade. DJ Moore, Miles Sanders at 5-3, Josh Jacobs still a fifth-round pick in Dynasty Startups at the 5-4 spot. Javonte Williams, third rookie running back off of the board. Javonte Williams paired up with DeAndre Hopkins, CeeDee Lamb, Trey Lance, and Justin Herbert. That is his first running back. Really interested to see what this team does. Goes Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin at the 5-6 spot. Undertaker is up. Undertaker's got Jonathan Taylor, Russell Wilson, Ezekiel Elliott, and MT. MT off the board at 4-6. A little disrespect for MT, 4-6. And Ryan Tannehill off of the board at 5-7. Lamar Jackson's led squad takes David Montgomery, and I am back on the clock. And I've got a choice. Do I go Zach Wilson? Do I go Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones? And I feel real good. Let's go Baker Mayfield at 5-9. That gives me a quarterback for the now and for the future. He's going to get a contract extension. May never be a 40 pass attempt per game quarterback, but, you know, there's something about having the upside of what Watson can be. And I like my quarterback, too, in Dynasty to be stable, to have some stability with upside. Baker Mayfield provides that. And right after Baker, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones off of the board. Fifth quarterback from the 2021 class at 5'11", followed by Brandon Ayuk. BGC1187 is full productive struggle mode. Chase Claypool, Allen Robinson at 6'2", theft. Allen Robinson at 6'2". And I got to start thinking about where I'm going to go next. I got to start thinking about what I'm going to do next. Still a ton of good wide receivers. You know, I like to leave these drafts with at least 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks if I can. But does it make sense? So T. Higgins off of the board. Best available quarterbacks, Wentz, Ryan Cousins, Tom Brady. You know, looking at this team, I've got – my guys can go get it right now. I've got some go-get-it type players right now available to me. But at this stage, I think I'm going to take Chris Godwin. I'm going to go wide receiver and get Chris Godwin from Tampa Bay. my first wide receiver, pairing him with Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, George Kittle, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield. 6'5", TJ Hockenson off of the board. This is, man, y'all comment in the chat, but are you guys in here, my mockers, my good, brave people of Destination Debbie, are y'all liking your start or hating it? Are you liking the team that you have or are you hating it? And right now I feel like I'm building a win now team that can stretch, you know, 3 to 4 years in the future. So this is definitely not a youthful, you know, all youth team. This is a team that needs to compete within the next couple of years. We saw my guy Jerry Jeudy off of the board at 6'6", followed by Keenan Allen, Mark Andrews, James Robinson is not dead yet. Devontae Smith, second rookie wide receiver off of the board at 6'10", followed by Noah Fant at 6'11". And what does the all running back team do? He finally goes receiver and gets Amari Cooper at 6'12". I mean, are you mad about that? I'm not. Amari Cooper at 6'12". It's pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. All right, we're about the midway point of this draft. We're going to go 15 rounds. We saw Kareem Hunt, Julio Jones off of the board at 7.02. Seventh round dynasty startup for Julio Jones. Man, look at that. Yeah. Can you take me off auto? Oh, you're on auto? Yeah, I got you. I got you. I think you got to take yourself off auto. I don't think I can take you off auto. You got to take yourself off auto. Just go up, click auto, and then you'll be off. Gump7285 says he's loving it. Undertaker's loving it. We saw Julio, Miles Gaskin, Mike Evans, Chris Carson, Deontay Johnson. Chris Carson is 705. Wow. Theft. Deontay, this team, the receive, whew. Deontay, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, and Devontae Adams. What a receiving core. Chase Edmonds off the board at 7'7". Yeah, I don't know how to take people off of auto. I don't know how to do that. I think you have to do that. Kenny Golladay off of the board, and here I am. I am up. Quarterback still plentiful. Running back a little sketch. And what do I want to do? Do I want to go wide receiver? Do I want to go running back? I think I want to go wide receiver, and I am going to shoot for some upside here. I'm going to shoot for upside, and it may be a reach, but I don't care. I want him. Let's go. Laviska Shenault, Jacksonville Jaguars, new ace in the hole. Let's get it. Let's pair Laviska. I got a film breakdown coming out sometime next week about Laviska Shenault, and I'm pretty damn bullish on Visca. I tweeted about him a lot during the 2020, before the 2020 college football season and leading up. Said on record, you know, most talented wide receiver in the class, but I had very real concerns about his injury history and him staying healthy, and that was part of the reason why I was fading him. But, I mean, at the highest level, he showed that he could play, showed that he could stay healthy. So, you know what? I'm all in on Laviska Shenault. All right, C20 UTK, you're back. Maybe. Timeout. Is it going to timeout? No, it goes Cortland Sutton. So, after Laviska Shenault, Jalen Waddle, Cortland Sutton off of the board, we're having a run on wide receivers. Trey Sermon, Brandon is sticking with. He is sticking to his guns. How do y'all like his productive struggle team? Read it out to you. Fields, Hurts, Jamar Chase, Kyle Pitts, Brandon Ayuk, Chase Claypool, and Trey Sermon. Interesting strategy there. Interesting strategy there, Mr. Brandon. And he's struggling now because he doesn't want to reach for a rookie, and he's going to have to take somebody younger, and he goes Rondale Moore. He goes back to the rookie pool with Rondale Moore. So Brandon is a donation for the 2021 season, and we'll see how it plays out in 2022 and beyond. All right, so Rondale Moore kicks off the eighth round. We're going 15 rounds. We're more a little more than halfway through it. And Carson Wentz, good value. Starting quarterback at the 8-2 spot. Can't knock it. Actually like it. I like it a lot. Carson Wentz. 8-2, better offensive situation, better offensive line, you know, playing indoors, out of Philadelphia. So we're getting to the point where people are scouring through the population pool here. Let's get back to the chat. Let's see what the chat's talking about. BGC is gunning for the number one overall pick. Yeah, he sure is. All right, here we go. And you know what, y'all? I'm going for it. My team is ready to go. It's ready to go. And I'm going to do it. I'm taking Tom Brady at 8-4. I want to win. I want to win. And to get the Tom Brady, Chris Godwin stack, I like it. George Kittle, Deshaun Watson, if he can play, Saquon Barkley and Alvin Kamara. Let's just do it, man. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. All right. I liked my team all right, a bit weak at running back, but love my wide receivers. Good value on Sutton. Sermon, LOL. Yeah, Sermon at 7-12. What a shit pick. All right, after Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Logan Thomas, Dallas Goedert, Rashad Bateman, Cooper Kupp off of the board at 8-9, Mike Gesicki at 8-10. Elijah Moore. God, I forgot about Moore. 8-11, Elijah Moore. Kirk Cousins. So Fantasy Savage 3 finally gets a second quarterback. And, I mean, when you have Patty Mahomes, it gives you that, like, I'm just going to say it. Like, would I love Patrick? Like, so let's think about his draft. He could have.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Went Patrick Mahomes, Trey Lance. That would have been fun, but you got Patrick Mahomes. You got so much flexibility with Patrick Mahomes. He waits to the end of the eighth round and get Kirk Cousins and then follows it up with Robert Woods. I like it. Checker, 1183, Odell Beckham Jr. So his last three picks, Julio, Elijah, and OBJ. Like it. Michael Carter here at the 9-3. Debo Samuel at 9-4. Brandon says, might get the number one pick, then ship it for a boatload to one of y'all who need a QB. Yeah, man, sure do. All right, Debo Samuel off of the board. Let's see what we got here. Daniel Jones at 9-5. Daniel Jones at the 9-5 spot. Sam Darnold. So now the quarterback pool is real gross. It's real, real gross. Those teams that have one quarterback are hurting. What do y'all think about that Tom Brady pick? Where should we be taking Tom Brady in a dynasty startup? He's 49 years old and still a top 10-round pick. Like, is that asinine to take Tom Brady that high? Honest opinion. I want to know, was that just crazy pick for a team that's trying to go get it right now? As I scour through who I want to pick next, and you know, wide receivers just so deep. It's just so deep and just offers you so much flexibility to wait on the position. So we're going to go running back. And of these running backs, I like Leonard Fournette. I'm all in on Tampa Bay. I'm just going Tampa Bay stack. He would be my last QB in my QB room. Who's that? Winston or Tom Brady? The I hope strat. Oh, he's talking terrible strategy. He's talking about Brandon. Undertaker, he would be my last QB in my QB room. Are you talking about Tom Brady? Ugh. Derek Carr comes off the board after Leonard Fournette. I took Fournette at 9-9. 9-8 was Michael Pittman. 9-7, Jameis Winston. 9-6, Sam Darnold. Derek Carr comes off the board at 9-10. Undertaker says Tom Brady. Let's see what the chat says. Yeah, let's get some people who love me. Ben just said, I traded for Tom Brady in the Win Now League. He should have another strong year. Yeah, man. Ben gets it. Ben Eby gets it. Check out Elite Seekers, baby. Destination Debbie. Elite Seekers coming to YouTube soon. Elite Seekers. Ben Eby is dope, man. If you want to know about young college cats, make sure you tapped into Elite Seekers. All right, Tyler Lockett, golly, at 9-11. Terrace Marshall, 9-12. Jalen Reagor, 10-1. Jalen Reagor, 10-1. All right, so we're here. We've only got four more rounds left. So we got to round out our team. Zach Moss at 10-2. So if you have two younger QBs first, gun for Brady. Yeah, I had Watson and Baker Mayfield. Like, and Watson may not play this year, so I needed another. Like, the more I think about that pick, that was great. Like, that's insurance for Deshaun Watson not playing. I got Tom Brady and Baker Mayfield. Brady's going to throw for four racks. Baker's going to throw for four racks. And I'd prefer Tom Brady in a single season over Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, Jameis Winston. Zach Moss, Jared Goff off of the board. And wide receiver still deep. Wide receiver still deep. So I'm going to go running back again. I want to win. Mike Davis is the starter in Atlanta. I mean, he's there for at least 2 years. So let's go Mike Davis. You can never have too many running backs. My roster right now, Deshaun, Saquon, Alvin Kamara, Chris Godwin, LaVisca Chenault, George Kittle, Baker Mayfield, Tom Brady, Leonard Fournette, Mike Davis. Definitely a win now team. Brandon defending his strategy. My strategy is fine. If I pick number one and take Breece or Spiller, I'm fine. If I trade back and get Gray, it's fine too. It's getting pissy over there, old Brandon. That's my boy. He's fine. All right, Ben Roethlisberger, disgusting, at 10-5. Damian Harris, 10-6. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 10-7. See, I didn't want to be stuck with those quarterbacks, so give me Tom Brady. Melvin Gordon, 10-8. DJ Chark, the Chark the Chark truthers are dwindling away at 10-9. I don't think he's going to be there for a second contract. I don't believe it. I don't think he's there for a second contract. Jordan Love, 10-10. A.J. Dillon, 10-11. What's Ben say? Mike Davis, one of the biggest offseason risers, remains one of the biggest values. Yeah, absolutely. Let's get you on the screen, Ben. Let's fix this so we can see the chats of the people. Yeah, Mike Davis, one of the biggest risers. That's right. I feel better about this draft. All right. Adam Thielen, golly, at 10-12. Would love to have a wide receiver two, wide receiver three at 10-12. Irv Smith, did we see the news about Irv Smith? Zimmer's not going to get any more work, so there we go. Jonnu Smith, 11-2. Curtis Samuel, good pick, 11-3. Rojo, I thought about Rojo a pick or two ago, 11-4. So he comes off the board two rounds later than Fournette. And if I had to keep it real, it's probably a better value than Fournette. Wait two rounds and get Ronald Jones. Can't knock it. Undertaker coming to Brandon's defense in the chat. Can't knock it, BGC. Just take the heat for now. Donating sucks early on, but if you have a plan and execute it or have a good pivot, you can go for a few years. Yeah, you got to have a plan, baby. I love it. Stick to your plan. If you're going to productive struggle, stick to it. And he's done that with youth. If Terrace Marshall pops, if Rondale Moore pops, Jalen Reagor has a bounce back year. Claypool does his thing. Sermon pops off. It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. All right, Raheem Mostert at 11-6. And at 11-7, what is Undertaker going to do? Undertaker, Chase Edmonds, Logan Thomas, Jameis Winston, Damian Harris, his last four picks. The clock is winding down. Great selection. Michael Gallup, who probably won't be in Dallas for too long, but he'll get a nice deal somewhere else. So I'm back on the clock. I went Leonard Fournette, Mike Davis. I've been talking about wide receiver for a little bit. And I want to try to find some youth here, and it may be a stretch, but I just broke this kid's tape down, and I absolutely love Darnell Mooney paired with Justin Fields. I want to get a little bit of youth there. So Darnell Mooney is my wide receiver three at 11-9. Marquise Brown came off the board at 11-8. Hollywood, Gus Bus at 11-10. What a value. Gus Bus comes off at 11-10. J.K. Dobbins, 3-2. Great value. Like Gus, my dog's like doing crazy shit back here. I don't know what's going on. All right, 11-11. We've only got a couple of rounds left, folks. A couple of rounds left. This is where dynasty championships are made. Let's see who doesn't screw this up and actually makes good selections down the stretch. Like, honestly, I know all the fun and the hype are in the early rounds, but if you can find players like a Brandon Cooks who continuously goes over 1,000 yards every season, I mean, in the 11th, that's great. Drew Locke, terrible pick. Terrible pick. Pat Freiermuth, I love it. You know, get a talented tight end two from the 2021 rookie class here at 12-1. Lamar to Hollywood is the 2021 connection of the year. Oh, we got people talking some shit. We'll see about that. Might be Lamar to Bateman. Might be Lamar to Bateman. Tony Pollard at 212. What is Gump going to do? And Gump, I've been in enough leagues with you. I know you like rookies, and there you go. I'm in Ross St. Brown. He likes his rookies. All right, here at the 12-4 spots, wide receiver room still pretty nice. I don't like the core. I don't like that. We are in the 12th round. Let's hedge here. Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill, it gives me four quarterbacks. It gives me 3.5 quarterbacks and half a running back with Taysom Hill. You know, I need points. If Deshaun Watson doesn't play, I need three guys that I can throw out there. Three guys. So Taysom Hill at 12-4. Kenyon Drake at 12-5. Gabe Davis, 12-6. I thought about James Conner in past. I've got four running backs. I feel good. Kadarius Toney, Hunter Henry at 9-12. Cole Kmet. Oh, the chat trying to tear me up. Taysom Hill, I'm in the 12th. I needed another QB. Taysom is the starting quarterback. Listen, man, I just need him to do his thing for a cut. I just need him to hold me down until Watson can come back. That's all I need. That's all I need. I need him to hold me down to Watson. It's better than Drew Lock. Who would y'all rather have, Taysom Hill or Drew Lock? Keep it real. Keep it real. This might be Drew Lock's last season. Shit. Cole Kmet, Teddy Bridgewater at 12-11, and Robbie Anderson at 12-12. Let's see. This is roster build time. Robbie Anderson at 12-12. We're in the 13th round. We're going 15 rounds. Evan Engram, love it. Damn, I thought he would fall back to me. Will Fuller, love it. Love it. Will Fuller in the 13th is, that's Corey Davis, Robert Tonyan. Oh, the picks of Adam Trapp. Woo! Y'all are killing the tight end pool. I thought I was going to get one. Tyrod Taylor at 13-6. What did Ben say? Going to have to stack Winston with Taysom. Winston went three rounds before. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do the stack. All right, man, there was a tight end frenzy. Let's get Brandon off of the screen because I was definitely going tight end. And Undertaker almost panicked. He goes Denzel Mims. Gets the wide receiver from the Jets, Tyler Higbee at 13-8. I need a tight end, and it's just not good. I mean, I'm not taking Hooper here. Not going to do it. Let's get it. Jarvis Landry in the 13th. I've got Baker Mayfield stacked that with Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry in the 13th. Y'all are tripping. He's still only, what, 27 years old? Jarvis Landry, 27, 28? Dude, sit down. Damn, dog is chewing up my work bag. All right, we're at 13-10. Gump is going to go a rookie. Which rookie will he go is the question. He will go rookie. There's no doubt a rookie will be selected here. He timed out. Ugh, close to a rookie, Henry Ruggs, close to a rookie. Come on, hang with us, folks. We only got a couple of rounds left. Hang in there, squad. Loving it. This is good exercise. You know, I really want to do a dynasty startup, 30-second clock, big money league. Like, make your pick. All that 8 hours sitting on the clock, 8, 9, 10 hours, make your fucking pick and let's go. Let's go. Mike Williams, 13-11. Rob, people hate Landry. Yeah, people hate him. I don't know why. But I got Baker. Brandon, back to the rookie pool. De'Ami Brown, don't hate it. Elijah Mitchell, don't hate it. He has stuck to his plan, and I commend him. He is a donation this season and probably a donation last season, but I commend him. That's productive struggle. If you're going to do it, do it. Landry feels like he's been in the league for 30 years, and all he does is go out there and catch 70, 80 passes for 1,000 yards on the dot. He's a good wide receiver three. Pair him up with Baker, I like it. I don't like the four stacks in Dynasty, but if they fall to us like this, then I'll take it. Amari Rodgers, Kenneth Gainwell, this is Get Your Guy season going on right now. Get Your Guy season. I do need another tight end. Let's go.
I'm all in on Bucks and Browns. I'm all in. I've got three Tampa Bay players and three Cleveland Brown players. The only thing I would do different is take a QB instead of Hunt. Let's look at Savage's roster, man. Let's look at his roster. And he said he would take a QB instead of Hunt. Well, let's go up here and see when he took Hunt. Took Hunt at 7-1. Kirk Cousins, Ryan, Brady, Wentz. Where would you have gone? I want to know. I want to know where you would have gone instead of Hunt, because it was Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Carson Wentz. All right. Jamal Williams, Blake Jarwin, Paris Campbell, Devin Singletary, David Johnson off of the board. And we're rounding out second to last round. Hooper. I know Ben said Hooper with a throw-up face. I know. Jarwin still has to beat out Schultz. Thank you. Somebody who finally says it. I'm down here in Dallas, and all indications are Jarwin is not walking back into that role. So if I've got the opportunity to just take Schultz way later, like, I don't understand why people think Jarwin's just going to walk back into that role. All indications are Dalton Schultz is going to be on the field and on the field often. Cam Newton, there you go. Look at this. I mean, Cam Newton in the 15th, the last pick, went Antonio Brown, Cam Newton. Thank you all for joining and participating. I appreciate y'all for doing this, taking 40 minutes out of your Saturday night. Nico Collins, Chuba Hubbard, Kellen Mond. Damn it, I thought I was going to get Mond. Gerald Everett. Let me go ahead and get my pick. Brian Edwards. Yeah. This is God, there's still a lot of good players left. Still a lot of good receivers left. Ramondre Stevenson. Give me Nelson Aguilar. The wide receiver one in New England. Give him to me at 15-9. Rob Gronkowski. We saw Ramondre Stevenson at 15-8. Brian Edwards at 15-7. Rob Gronkowski at 15-10. Anthony Ferkser at 15-11. And Dwayne Eskridge. Thank y'all, everybody in the Discord for participating. Thank y'all so much. You could tap out and just listen or watch, but thank you so much for hanging out and rocking with me for 37 minutes. So let's just let's look at these teams real quick and give you my thoughts on the overall board. My big thing in Dynasty right now is wide receiver is so deep. I mean, look at in the ninth round. Starting wide receiver, 1,000-yard receiver, 1,000-yard receiver, potential 1,000-yard receivers, potential 1,000-yard receiver, in the ninth round, 10th round, 1,000-yard receiver. I mean, yes, I would love to have a Justin Jefferson or an A.J. Brown, but I'd be just fine with Terry McLaurin in the fifth, Jerry Jeudy in the sixth, Chris Godwin in the sixth, Deontay Johnson in the seventh, Amari Cooper damn near in the set. Like, for me, the trend that I'm noticing right now in Dynasty Leagues, let's get this. Let me get me off the screen right now or do something. I guess I can come down here. Is I'm just going to wait on receiver. Like, I want quarterbacks, man. Like, I want to feel secure at the quarterback position. And despite passing on, you know, for me in this draft, Russell Wilson, Trey Lance, Tua, because I considered Tua here at the 3-9, if and when Watson gets on the field, I'm money. And to pair him with the stability of Baker, like, I feel good about that. Brady, he's got a year or two left, so not good. Taysom Hill, best case, a year or two left. So I'm going to have to find a quarterback, but I can do that in the draft, right? I can find a guy in 2022 or 2023 to pair with an elite quarterback like Watson. Running backs get gross right around round 5-6. You know, good value here with Edmonds, Chris Carson, Miles Gaskin. I think Chris Carson is one of the biggest values right now. If I had to go across this board and just say which team just looks the best in my opinion, man, JT, Tannehill, this is a good team. Jonathan Taylor, Ezekiel Elliott as your two running backs, Russell Wilson, Ryan Tannehill as your quarterbacks, MT and Jerry Jeudy. I like that team. Despite waiting on a second quarterback, I think the team right here with Lamar, Henry, Diggs, Ridley, Montgomery, is TJ Hockenson, Galladay, and then they paired it up with Matt Ryan as a really good team. I think I did a good job. Right here, maybe I reached a little bit for Visca. Maybe I could have waited to this round, but I wasn't taking Sutton or Waddle, so I think I got a good squad. Gump. Yeah. Gross. Questionable. Love it. Love it. Like it. Love it. Love those two picks. Trevor Lawrence, Akers, Etienne, Kelsey, Mac Jones, Carson Wentz. We know what Brandon is. He's a donation, but to be honest, we talked donation, but his first six picks were pretty fucking good for productive struggle. Fields, Hurts, Chase, Ayuk, Claypool, and Pitts. He's going to have to find a running back, but he's got enough receivers to make a trade. The top of this, this is just going to be hard to deal with. This is a good team. I like every pick up to round 11. I mean, he's rolling out Mahomes and Cousins, and then he's going five deep, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 running backs with Amari Cooper, Woods, and Thielen. Good squad. Checker 1183, Josh Allen and Matt Stafford as his key quarterbacks, Najee and Dobbins, and then DJ Moore, Julio, Elijah, and OBJ. And then that third running back, Dylan. This one, I love the Allen Harris start. I like DJ Moore there, but I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. I probably would have went a different direction, especially in round 3. I don't know if I would have taken Dobbins that high. Kyler Murray, Tua as your cornerstone quarterbacks. Like it. A.J. Brown and DK Metcalf with Devonta Smith as your wide receiver 3. Love it. Sanders and Gaskin as your top 2 running backs. Not bad. Solid team. Team 4, I thought they did a pretty good job. But the neglect of quarterback and super flex will come back to haunt them. Even with Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, and Cooper Kupp as your 4 receivers, you know, Robinson splitting work with Etienne. He's not dead, but he's not last year. Josh Jacobs, I don't know what's going to happen. And your only other viable running back is CMC. Now he's the best damn one you can get. But you only got 1 quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. He's old and he may not play. And if he goes out, your donation, you know. Herbert, Trey Lance, hell of a combination to start your team with. CeeDee Lamb and Hopkins is your cornerstone receivers. Javonta Williams and Chris Carson, yeah, not ideal, not the worst. Bateman is your wide receiver 3 with Daniel Jones as your QB 3. Love this. The rest got gross. I definitely would have gone probably running back over Nuke here. This team with Dak Prescott, Dak and Sam Darnold, great, horrible. Swift and Mixon, I like it. And 3 really good receivers. So despite having Sam Darnold, love the tight end and Goddard, just probably have to do some work to shore up that second quarterback. So you can see the teams that I like a lot have 2 really solid quarterbacks. But, man, they just come off the board so early in Superflex Dynasty startups. Like, you're either going to have to do what, you know, this team did with Herbert Lance and then forego some of those running backs, or you're going to have to take the approach where you're like, I'm just going to get a stud quarterback and wait, or start out running back, wide receiver, running back, and then backfill it with some lower-tiered quarterbacks. So, y'all let me know who won this draft. Remember, folks, 17 games this year, running back depth will decide your seasons. Good point. So y'all let me know in the comments who had the best draft. Appreciate all the squad members for giving me 45 minutes on a Saturday night to do this. I figured this would be a better exercise, more impactful exercise than mocking against the sleeper ADP. So let me know who won the draft. I think I got him. Saquon, Kamara, D. Watson. Y'all let me know. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate the love and support. And we'll be back at you later on this week. I'm out of this thing. Peace.